Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Tov Hei. We are up to Siftes. We are on the third to last line of page Resh Ayin Aleph, about to turn to page 542. The Mechaber says in Siftes, Perus Shehutzio Chutz Latchum Ve'achzirum. Fruit that were taken outside of the tchum and then brought back in, afilu b'mezid, even on purpose, lohif sidu mekoman, they don't lose their place that they were in originally, shekol ha'ir lahem ka'arba amos, the whole city that they are in is considered like their dalet amos, v'chutala alpayim amalokol ruach kabatchila, and they still have 2,000 amos in all directions from the city like they had before they were taken out. That's all true imhu yomtov, if it's yomtov. So again, the Mechaber says fruit that were taken out, even b'mezid, from the tchum and brought back in, so they get the same din that they had originally in the city, that the whole city is there, dalet amos, they have 2,000 amos of directions, that's all true if it's yontif. V'im hu Shabbos, but if it's Shabbos, mutarim ba'achilo b'mekoman. So then there's tam and isra of carrying on Shabbos, so you can't say the whole city is going to be open for their carrying and outside with 2,000 amos, but rather we'll say you're allowed to eat in their place. V'afilu la'uso Yisrael shechzirum l'tzarko b'mezid. Even for that Yisrael that it was brought back for his needs, b'mezid. My time, what's the reason for all these dinim? Anusim heim, because the fruits are an onus. The same way that we said if a person is taken out by goyim outside the tchum and he's brought back in to the city, he has the whole city plus 2,000 amos. So the same thing with the fruit, even though the owner of the fruit took it out and brought it back in, l'maisa, the fruit are considered anusim, and therefore they get back their original din. Anyanta flagabe the tchumin on Shabbos, when obviously they can't be carried outside the tchum because of other issues, but they can be eaten. Continues the mechaber, v'chol zman shelo husaru, but so long that the fruit were not brought back into the tchum or the city, v'hem chutz l'mekomen, and they're outside of their place, so then it depends. Imo tzion b'shogeg mutarim ba'achila. If they were taken out by accident, they're allowed to be eaten, v'osr l'taltalam chutz l'ar ba'amos. But they are not allowed to be moved more than 4 amos, the same way that if a person goes outside of his tchum, he's limited in 4 amos, so the fruit, even though they're anusim going out, but if they remain out, they're limited to only be moved within their 4 amos. V'imhotziyam b'mezid, and if they were brought outside of the tchum b'mezid, so aser la'ochlom afilu mishalohotziyam, then the fruit are going to be aser to be eaten, even for the one that was not afilu mishal otziam, even one that did not bring them out. V'yesh matir and l'mishal otziam, there are those who are matir for the one who did not bring them out. So says the Mishaburus of Katam and Beis. So again, the Mechaber said, fruit that were taken outside of the Chum and brought back in, even b'mezid. But Salomon means to say, after l'gabi odom kaim lo noel, even though when it comes to a person we paskened earlier, dim hayitzia hoya b'mezid, if he went out on purpose, hifsid mekomu, he loses his original place, the Eino Ella Arba Amos, and he only has 4 Amos, even if he's returned to his original place. But Peros Lohif Sidu Mekoman, fruit do not lose their original place, even though they were taken out b'mezid. Shahiel Hem Ben Ashmoshos, the original place they have Ben Ashmoshos. Shanusim Hem Beitziosim Bechazirosim, because fruit have no das, the person is taking them out against their will and bringing that back in against their will. Kiddel Akamei, like the Mechaber says afterwards. So the Mishabur is saying that even though the fruit were taken out b'mezid and brought back in b'mezid, they regained their original status of the tchum of the whole city as their 4 amos, plus they have 2,000 amos of directions. Mashenkin, a person who went out b'mezid, he loses his tchum, he only has 4 amos, even if he's brought back in b'ones to his tchum. L'maisa, if he went out b'mezid, he loses. Says the Mishabur Vayter, Sivkotem em gimel, imhu yomtov. This is all true. If it's yontif, shemuter loholichon b'chalat tchum, then you can have the fruit be moved around and carried throughout the whole area of the tchum. The b'shabbos halo aser lavin arba amos afilu b'solcha tchum. Because if it was Shabbos, obviously you're not allowed to carry them more than 4 amos, even within the tchum. Im lo shehoya ir mo revis, unless it was a city with an erid, she'oz mutter lo taltalon b'chol ha'ir, then you'll be allowed to carry the fruit, obviously, throughout the whole city. Sivkotan em dalu. We said, if it is Shabbos, Rotzalomer, degam b'Shabbos ikan afkamin al-koponim l'in achila. Even though l'gabe Shabbos, you're not allowed to move them more than 4 amos anyway, but there is an afkamina for Shabbos that we have a leniency of the fruit, and that is they will be allowed to be eaten. Sivkotan memhei, they can be eaten b'mekoman, in their place. Rotzalomer b'mokom sheach ziram b'soch ha-tchum ba'arba amosehim. When they're brought back into the tchum, they can be eaten in the area of their tchum within their 4 amos, even though it is Shabbos. Sivkata Memvav, the Mechaber said, even for Uso Yisrael, Shech Zirom Litzarko B'mezen. Says the Mishabura, Afa Agav, the Habba Mechutz Latchum, Osir L'mishuba B'shvilo. Even though something that's brought from outside the Tchum is Osir for the one that it was brought for, Shani Hocho Shehufsiru L'mokom Sheshavsu Ben Hashmashos. Here it's different because it was returned to the place where it started off Shabbos during Ben Hashmashos, so therefore it's more lenient. We're going to see in the Be'er Halacha discussion, is this if the person himself brought it back, or only if someone brought it back for him? We'll see that's a machlokes aposkim. Sivkotim emzayin, the reason we have all these leniencies, lagabe the peros, as opposed to the person, is kadei anusim. Rotzalomer, the afshel tzion ha'odim b'mezid, even though the person took out the fruit b'mezid, ha'peros atzmon anusim heim. The fruit themselves are being forced, be it tziyosan, and they're going out, u'b'chazirosan, and they're being returned. Va'rehen ka'odim shotziu ba'ones ve'chziruhu. And the fruit and this sif are identical to the case of the person who's forced out by the goyim, then forced back in. Le'el and sif hey, v'chein le'inyan heter achila hutrunami aydei chazirasam, and also in terms of the heter achila, they become mutter by being brought back in ba'ones. Sif katan mem ches. So this is going on the next part of the mechaber. V'chol zman shaluhuchsaru. Till now we're discussing where the fruit were taken out by the person and brought back in, so then on Yontif they're allowed to be carried everywhere. On Shabbos they're at least allowed to be eaten. But Kol Zman Shelo Husru, the Mechaber said, if they were not brought back in, they're outside the Tchum right now, and they are Chutzal Mekoman, so then we said it depends if they were taken out B'Shogeg or B'Mezid. B'Shogeg, they're Mutter La'Achila, but also to be moved more than for Amos, and if it was B'Mezid, they're also even to be eaten. So says the Mishabur Sivkadam Amches, when they were taken out Bishogi, the Mutarim La'achlan Sham, Bein La'anoshim Achirim Shenimtsoim Sham B'Mekom Aperos, whether it's for other people that happen to be found in the area where their fruit were placed, Ubein La'amotzi B'asmor, even for the person who took them out, he is allowed to eat the fruit outside the Tchum because they were brought out Bishogi. Sivkadam Memtes, Va'osir Lotatlam Chutzlar B'amos, although they're allowed to be eaten, they can't be moved. K'mevor La'el B'sifhei Gabi Odom, like we said earlier, in Sifhei by a person that afilu yatsa shelo ledas, even if he was taken out without his knowledge, ein lo ela arba amos, he only has 4 amos to walk. So here also, the fruit that were brought outside the tchum, even though it was by force, still, if they're right now outside, just like a person who was forced outside, only has the amos. So therefore, the fruit that were brought by shogig can be eaten, but they cannot be moved more than 4 amos. If they were brought up in mezid, then they're usher even to be eaten. Says the Mishabrua Sivkata Nun, Avalotaltalo mutter ba'arba amosehim. So they're brought out by force. You're not allowed to eat them, but you are allowed to move them within the dalet amos. V'chol zeim hayu al pnei asada. This is all talking about when they were brought outside the tchum and they're in the field. Avalim heivion bi'ir hamukefes mechitzos. But if the person brought the fruit up in mezid and put them in a different city that was surrounded by walls, Afal gav the Avad Isura, even though he certainly did an Isser, Mikol Makom Mutru L'Tatlam B'Chol HaYerkula, still he would be allowed to move the fruit around the entire city, Bein Shod Tzion Shogig, Bein Shod Tzion Mezid, whether he brought them out by Shogig of a Mezid, right now they are in an enclosure, so they are allowed to be carried throughout that whole area as the Dalet Amos. Sivkoton Nun Aleph. But we said if they brought out b'mezid, they're osur la'ochlam afilu misha lahotziyam, even one who did not bring them out. V'anfal gav de pero shehevi akum mechutz la'tchum, even though fruit that are brought by a goy from outside the tchum, einu osur rak l'misha huva b'shvilo, they only become osur to the one they were brought for. Hach over here, kevan de isavid yisura alidei Yisrael, chamer tfei. Here where the averu was done b'mezid by Yisrael, it's more chamer, not only is osur to the person who was brought for, but it's even osur l'mi shelo hotziyam, even the person who was not involved in the Yisir. And then the Mechaber ends up and says, V'yesh matirim l'misha lahotziyam. Some say they are mutter for a person who did not bring them out. V'davkeim lahotziyu bishvilo. Says the Mishabura Nun Beis, davka if they were not brought out for him. The ilav hachi, because if not so, but they were brought out for him, gam ledeya zo aser, even according to this opinion, they would be aser. Uledina kaimulon kedeya rishona. Halacha lemaisa, we pass on the first opinion. Da'afilu l'misha lo hotzio bishvilo gamkin aser lechol. Even for the one that they were not brought out for his purposes, it's always going to be aser for him to eat it when it was brought out. Amazed. Tehi dasro vaposkim. That is the opinion of most of the poskim. I'd like to see two bir halachas over here on page 542. Number one, when the Mechaber said, as we turned the page, that afilu la'osei Yisrael shechziram letzarko b'mezid. We said when the fruit were brought out and back in b'mezid, so they're going to be mutter, even for that Yisrael shechziram letzarko b'mezid, even if that one it was brought for. So we asked him, when we read the Mechaber, is that only for the one it was brought for, or even if that person himself brought it, he's allowed to eat it? So says the Be'alacha in the second line, Shel Zirim Letzarko. Haloshen Einu Meduyuk, this Loshen is not very clear. The Miloshen Shel Zirim, the Loshen of Shel Zirim is Mashmah, that Afilu Oso Ha'ish, Shel Zirim Gam Kei Mutter Behem. It sounds like the person who brought them back in is also Mutter to them. Umiloshen Letzarko, but the Lashon of for his needs, it's Mashma de Mari Ba'acher Shahotzi Vehelsir Letzarko. It's someone else brought it out and brought it back in for him. Ubezed Afka Matir. And that Lashon is Mashma that only, in this case, it's Mutter, the Al Kaponim Hu Ba'atzmo Lo'asam Aysa Bisser, because at least this person didn't do the Avera. Ava Bahotzi Hu Ba'atzmo, but if he did the Avera himself, Efshir Shapir, then it's very likely the Al Kaponim Lo Ba'atzmo Asa that it'll be Asa for him. Ube Beis Yosef Hevi Shtei Deos Baze. The Beis Yosef brings two different opinions of the person who actually brought it out and back in is allowed to eat it, or only the one who it was brought out and in for. So he brings two opinions. Hagos Ashri is Machmir Baze. If you skip down five lines, he says, Ochein Hagrom Befarish. But the Gro explains, the Hamotzi Ba'atzmo Gam Kemutter. The Gro is lenient, and he says, the one who brought it out and back in himself is Mutter to the Peros, Ukepashtus Haloshon, like the simple understanding of Lo'oso Yisrael Shel Zirim. Uladina Bevada Yishlinko Lohokel Bazek Apirish Hagro. Zokta Chavetzchai Malachal Maisa, for sure, one should go lenient like the Gro. The Gamma Ritva Bechidusha of Kosov came Beshem Rabbo, because the Ritva also writes like this, Beshem is Rebbe, Vechem Ashra Bechidusha Ramban, Vahrashba Vechem Posak Hagraz. So the Chavetzchai clearly is coming out Lakula, that even the one who took the fruit out and back in the Mezid, he's allowed to eat them when they are back into their Tchum, he can move them. Everything we said in the Mechaber would apply even to the person who did it for himself. And one more bi'alacha, my time anusim. We said the reason why you're allowed to move the fruit and eat the fruit when they're taken out of the tchum and brought back into the tchum, even the mezid, is because it wasn't the fruit's fault. They were anusim. So I am b'magen Avram b'mashe kosav l'tareis to lotikshi mihoda kaimelan damavashel b'shabbos b'mezid aser. So frek the b'magen Avram. So why if a person cooks on Shabbos is that food aser? It wasn't the food's fault. The same way over here, it wasn't the fruit's fault. It was the person who did it, and the fruit stays permissible. The fruit has its original din. So why when a person cooks on Shabbos does that food that is cooked become aser? What did the food do wrong? The food is an onus, just like we're saying over here. V'teres b'shem aposkim. Magen Avram answers b'shem the poskim mishum dahasam isura daraisa. Their cooking on Shabbos isn't isur daraisa. Here tchumen is only the rabbanan. Ayn shom asheherich. But says the Chavetz Chaim, the neba mechaber koshel omer kain. It's very hard to say that answer in the mechaber. Sherei mesayim gam dim zel inyan hotso Shabbos the isur daraisa. Because the mechaber here is discussing also when it's being brought outside the tchum, which means it was an isur of hotso, which is an isur daraisa as well. In lo the name of the meir karmelis, unless we say it's discussing a case where it's a karmelis where it's not an isur daraisa. Ubeemes yesh o teirutim lekushes magen Avram b'shem aposkim. But truth is, there are other answers to this question. Magen Avram brings down the Shani Hocha. One example is that here it's different. Here the fruit were taken out of the tchum and brought back into the tchum, but back to the original place. The Einu Nene B'Maisa Shabbos Klum. And the person is not benefiting from the Maisa Shabbos at all. Masha'en Kain, when a person cooks on Shabbos, so the food was raw, now the food is cooked. So the Maisa Shabbos that you're benefiting from, that's where it's going to be Aser. But over here, the fruit were taken out of the tchum and brought back into the tchum. There was no change in the food. You're not being Nene from Maisa Shabbos, and that's why it's going to be Mutter. I am Chedusha Ramban Shatiris Kain. This is the answer of the Ramban. V'yesh o teirutzim ayim beridvasham v'chein kasu ha'achronim ayim Mordechai v'chein Moshe v'yirabim nishmas odom hilchos Shabbos klal tes ayin sham sheherich. And that concludes Simen Tav Hei. Mirtzah Hashem, in the next year we'll begin Simen Tav Vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.